Music used to be a timeless expression of one's soul, the inner examination that made us whole, the thing that inspired us, the thing that took us higher, the thing that reflected the better part of what society could be, what we should be. What happened to that music, my brothers and sisters, where we did it from the heart? It wasn't for the money. Where we did it for the heart, it was not.
A stint when I only did you for the income. I got accustomed to this lifestyle, money and freedom, like a desk job, a 9-to-5 with no passion. No longer wrote songs, but wrote music equations. I use my bills as an excuse. My children have to eat, right? Plus this business don't care. All they putting out is dance beats, right? People only wanna shake now. Pacify and let them shake now. Intoxicate and don't let them wait now. Living in a commercial break now, it ain't about music and life. Brought to you by Sprite, Lugs, and Sean John, Tommy Hilfiger, Fat Farm, and BH1. It's the choice of a new generation, but I wasn't always about that. People only wanna shake now, pacify them, let them shake now. Intoxicate them, don't let them wait now. Living in a commercial break now, it ain't about music and life. I used to go days without eating breakfast to create a musical banquet for the world to partake of it. But somewhere it got to be just plain old fast food. Am I living life, or is life living me? I could do all things through him who strengthens me. A promise from my God through his word to me. It's all up to me, my music and me. People only want to shake now. Pacify them, let them shake now. Intoxicate them, don't let them wait now. We living in a commercial break now. It ain't about music and life. People only want to shake now. Pacify them, let them shake now.
Good morning. You're listening to Rise Up Radio, WBAI's only show by youth, about youth, and for youth. I'm one of your hosts, Saki Hall, here with Kat Aaron. We have an absolutely jam-packed show today. We'll be talking with students at Columbia University about the racial climate on their campus. We're talking with organizers of yesterday's Books Not Bombs rally, and we'll be following up on last weekend's grassroots media conference. We have also a list of announcements for you, and in person we'll be speaking with one of the organizers of the upcoming Women's Economic Empowerment Conference. A busy show, so stay tuned, but first, here's the latest in youth news.
Homeless children suffer extremely high rates of asthma. This according to a rare study released this week in the Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine. The report found that 40% of the homeless children surveyed had moderate or severe asthma. As far as we know, these rates are the highest documented anywhere, Dr. Erwin Redlener, one of the report's authors, told the New York Times. We searched the literature and couldn't find anything even close to that. The findings come as the numbers of homeless families skyrocket. Recently, local shelters have housed more than 9,000 families with more than 16,000 children each night. Almost 50 students at a Queens high school walked out of class this week to protest police activity at their school. Students at August Martin High School demanded that one officer, an Officer Campbell of the 113th Precinct, be removed from their school. Students told the New York Daily News that the officer has been disrespectful and heavy-handed toward them since he was assigned to the school in October. They were also challenging a recent series of after-school police sweeps that resulted in the arrest of more than a dozen classmates. "It's like I'm going to jail every morning," said junior Kimberly Gross, 16, of Jamaica. "I'm more scared of the police than I am of my peers." Another student said, quote, "Do you want our schools to feel like they're safe or to feel like this is a place of learning? Why are you going to have license to kill officers in our school with loaded guns, 16-round guns? In related news, students in more than 25 states marched yesterday to demand books, not bombs. That was the second National Day of Action organized by the National Youth and Student Peace Coalition. 1 year after the American occupation of Iraq, national and local youth organizers called on the Bush administration to focus on education, civil liberties, and demilitarization at home. More on that later in the show. Two states this week abolished the death penalty for children. South Dakota and Wyoming signed laws banning the execution of youthful offenders. They joined 29 other states that do not execute people for crimes committed at age 16 or 17. Despite these developments, Texas has scheduled the execution of 5 youthful offenders. 4 are Latino and 1 is African American. The past 6 youthful offenders executed by the state of Texas have all been African American. The Supreme Court will soon hear arguments on whether the juvenile death penalty constitutes cruel and unusual punishment. And finally, this from Haiti. The alleged coup in Haiti has seriously threatened the health of many Haitian children. The upheaval has made food, clean water, and medical care inaccessible to many Haitians. Thousands of people in Gonaïves this week drank contaminated water, and many children developed diarrhea. The international organization CARE USA has called on all parties to guarantee the safe passage of humanitarian aid as soon as possible. And that's some of the latest in youth news. I'm Kat Aaron, and we'll be back with students from Columbia University right after this.
Watching capitalism gun down democracy. It had this funny effect on me, I guess. I am cancer, I am HIV, and I'm down at the Blue Jesus Blue Cross Hospital, just looking up from my pillow, feeling blessed. Them mighty multinationals have monopolized the oxygen, so it's as easy as breathing for us all to participate. Yes, they're buying and selling off shares of air, and you know it's all around you, but it's hard to point and say there. So you just sit on your hands and quietly contemplate.
That was Annie DeFranco, and this is Rise Up Radio on WBAI 99.5 FM in New York.